Welcome to the Breathe Reading for the Week, written and produced to help you know, love, and enjoy God, to follow Him with your heart, and to love like Jesus. The title for this week is Finish Strong, Start Strong. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. How you finish 2019 affects how you start 2020. Take these four steps this week and you can finish well the marathon of 2019. First, tie up loose ends. You will not be able to tie them all up, but one or two? Yes. Simply by following through and lining them off your list, you will feel better than if you put them off until 2020. Ask God to show you what to do and then do it. Number two, take a short look back. Prayerfully take a quick look over 2019 and note things that went well, challenges you overcame, things you'd like to do over. Thank God for His help. Ask for forgiveness if you failed to keep a short account with Him and begin to take the next step. Number three, take a long look into 2020. These are questions that fuel my long look. What's keeping me awake at night? What fires me up? What's missing? What's next? What am I hearing from God? Now make a short list of things you'd like to do in 2020. For now, don't ask, how am I going to do that? We'll get to how in our next session. And then finally, the key. The key to finishing strong is to review your 2020 list daily, first thing in the morning for the next 30 days. You will be amazed at how you will move toward your 2020 plans. The wisdom of God encourages us to follow Jesus in this way when He says, "The end of a matter is better than its beginning," Ecclesiastes 7:8. Finish strong and you will start strong. Prayer for the week. Thank you, Father, for the blessings and lessons of the past. Please give me wisdom to know which loose ends to pursue and the strength and courage to tie them up. Please help me to finish strong and to start strong. Amen.